Snow on the ground, as ordered by Mayor Joey Spellerberg.
Good morning. Yeah, you know, darn it. We got some more snow this.
I knew there was going to be some more. There had to be more snow coming.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I talked to Carrie Hofford, our street superintendent, this morning just to check on things. And I guess last year, the same day, we had our last snowstorm. So
really?
March 26th. Yeah, so hopefully that'll repeat this year. But, you know, we've been out monitoring this since 1, you know, in the morning. Our sand trucks have been out since 4. Just be careful when you're out there right now. It is icy. So if you're, you know, leaving your house, you know, just be careful. You know, we do get a lot of calls for falls and things like that. So just want to be extra careful today. You know, we had that rain that had that extra layer of ice and then the snow. So, but we are working as hard as we can to get the snow routes and get the sand trucks out. So just be vigilant today out there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Extra careful out there. Regular city council meeting set for tonight. It is the last one of the month, which means there is a half hour set aside for public comment. That'll start at 6:30, right?
Yep. 6:30 to 7 o'clock. So any member of the public is welcome to come speak on any item that's not on the agenda. So then we'll start the meeting at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Anything special tonight in the mayor's comments?
I do want to recognize some service awards. We have a few. Kenneth Mace, 5 years of service. Ken is a power plant operator. Trevor Litz, 5 years of service. Trevor is a water and sewer service worker. Laura Harms, 15 years of service as our senior center director. Rebecca Zagoda, Rebecca is a library assistant, 3. Dominic Savio, 10 years of service. Dominic is a sergeant in the police department.
Oh, man, it's been 10 years now.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And then Kurt Bodorf, 30 years.
Good job, Kurt. He's a police
captain. So 30 years for Kurt. And then finally, Mark Luther, 40 years of service. Mark started the city back in 1984 as a tree service worker. He was promoted to the Parks Maintenance Supervisor in 1996. So
a lot of great folks
celebrating the service awards. Appreciate their dedication to the community.
Yeah, a lot of knowledge in those 30 and 40 year people.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I see a lot. I mean, we have a lot of dedicated long-term employees, and that really just means so much, their experience. And that's why we do these service awards, is to make sure they're honored.
Yep. Next up on the agenda for tonight will be the appointments. And you want to run through some of those?
Yeah. So we have a series of appointments. Therese Hoyle will be appointed to the Housing Agency Board. David Pinkall will be appointed to the Civil Service Commission. And then we are appointing 4 new firefighters to the Fremont Fire Department. So Colby Heviken, Cameron Kuda, Larry Hawkins, and Christian Durkach. So thank those 4 individuals they've completed all the requirements from the civil service process. So we're really, really excited to be bringing 4 new firefighters onto the department. So,
wow, you have 21 items on the consent agenda for tonight.
Yes.
So quite a bit to get there. We'll skip up to item number 9, a resolution to approve the request of Run Nebraska to close streets for their annual White Light Mile race.
So there'll be a series of streets downtown closed on August 3rd from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. for this race.
Okay. August 3rd. Yeah, that's always a fun event, night race.
It really draws a lot of people, too.
It does.
Yeah.
Item 10 is Resolution 2024-64, authorizing the mayor to sign the annual credit app and officer certification for Southwest Pool Power Pool.
So we participate in the Southwest Power Pool to sell and purchase energy and transmission. So this is a requirement that I have to sign just to certify us with Southwest Power Pool.
Okay. Item 11 is a resolution declaring April as Fair Housing Month.
So yes, we promote fair housing here in Fremont. And so this is actually a requirement for a downtown grant we received of $435,000 for facades downtown. Part of that is we have to basically have a resolution to promote fair housing in Fremont, and so that is
good
that.
Deal.
So,
yeah, that's money that'll be well spent downtown.
Yeah, it help improve facades. It will be. Yeah. So
speaking of facades, you made me think of that big sign we're going to put up across the road at some point.
Yeah. We have the two archways that will mark the historic downtown Fremont. It's Military and Main, and then 6th and Broad. So it looks like we are in the process of doing that. The 6th and Broad one, that one looks like that will be maybe the first one to go up. The Military and Main, we have to work with the traffic lights on that
right.
one. But both of those, really exciting for the downtown.
Yeah, that is. Item 12 is Resolution 2024-66, authorizing you, the mayor, to sign a contract with First Responders Foundation to offer counseling services to police, firefighters, and dispatch personnel.
Yeah, so the First Responders Foundation is, they're out of Omaha. They're a nonprofit, and they will provide these counseling services for our first responders and dispatch. We'll just depend on how much we need. We will pay them a little bit, but a lot of it is provided by them. So that's okay. A really good service. So.
Item 13 is Resolution 2024-67, authorizing the mayor to sign a 60-month lease with Pitney Bowes on behalf of Keene Memorial Library.
Yeah, so Keene Memorial Library, this will process outgoing mail, and this is around $165 quarterly for that.
Item 14 is an event, a motion authorizing a special designated license local recommendation for an outdoor event. Right here in our parking lot with Tin Lizzy Tavern with Bertonian Enterprises, LLC.
This will be Sunday, May 18th, 9:30 a.m. to 12 a.m. Out here at 1682 East 23rd Street for Tin Lizzy Tavern.
Okay. Item 15, Resolution 2024-68, authorizes you, the mayor, to sign the vending services agreement with Superior Vending, LLC.
So we do have a series of vending machines throughout city buildings, and so this will actually pay the city of Fremont 8% of their monthly net profit. So it's actually a benefit to the city. So.
Okay. And machines mainly in
government offices? We have a couple of municipal
offices,
building.
Okay, municipal. Okay.
And I was thinking, I'm not quite sure if there's a couple out at Christensen Field. I'm just not sure. I know we have a couple in municipal buildings. So.
Okay. Item 16 is Resolution 2024-69 to adopt the drainage criteria manual.
Yeah, so this will be just a clear guide for how Fremont would like to see development as it relates to stormwater. The drainage criteria manual is for new sites, subdivisions, and roadway projects.
Item 17 is Resolution 2024-70, authorizes the City of Fremont staff to execute an amendment to the interconnection agreement between the City of Fremont and OPPD.
Yeah, so we're working on replacing the transformer out at Substation D to help with reliability for Fremont and our growth. And so we have to have this interconnection agreement with OPPD. It's OPPD, City of Fremont, and NPPD, and this is a kind of requirement to get that done with OPPD. So.
Items 18 and 19 kind of go together. Resolution 2024-71 and 72 authorize you, the mayor, to sign a Purple Ribbon City Property Damage Release.
Yeah, so Purple Ribbon is our contractor to do lawn care and mowing service. There was some damage on North Colorado and Iowa Street on city property. And so for the city, just over $5,000. And then on the utility, just over $7,000. So that they'll pay that, and then this will release them of any other liability in that area. So
okay. Item 20 is Resolution 2024-73, authorizing the mayor to sign the Nebraska Farmers Mutual Reinsurance Association Utility Property Damage Release.
So there is also some damage done on some of our power lines, just over $540. So this will release the party once that's paid of any future liability.
Item 21 is a resolution to accept a bid and award a purchase agreement for a 2024 shuttle wagon. Has to do with coal, maybe?
Yes, correct. Okay. So, this will replace that equipment.
You wore out the coal train already? No, just kidding.
It's good we have been receiving coal shipments.
Yes, it is. Item 22 is Resolution 2024-75, awarding a bid to NMC CAT for purchase of a 2024 articulated loader and attachments for the City of Fremont Parks and Rec Department.
So this is also a budgeted item within the Fremont Parks and Rec Department. And we're going to be doing a lot of improvements to Hormel Park and Wildwood Park, kind of cleaning out those areas and making sure those improving those trails out there. So this is a lot of that's to do that work.
Okay. Item 23 is Resolution 2024-76, authorizing the mayor to sign the Master Consulting Services Agreement with CPS HR Consulting.
So we are doing some pre-employment screening for some higher level positions within fire and police, notably a deputy police chief, as well as an assistant fire chief. So this is to help with that pre-employment screening.
Item 24 is Resolution 2024-77 to award a bid to Cunningham for design, servicing, and installation of Book Park Playground and authorize the mayor to sign that Book Park Playground contract.
Yeah, so this is actually a pretty cool design. You can go online and see the new playground equipment design for Book Park. So
okay.
Well, it was originally built in the early 90s, but this will be a new train-themed playground for ages 2 to 5. Has a rubber surface, and this would be to Cunningham Recreation for just over $138,000. So,
all right. Was that one of those that was damaged a while back?
So we had a fire.
Yeah.
And so we had to replace the equipment out there. So,
okay.
Yep.
Item 25 is Resolution 2024-78, authorizing the mayor to sign an agreement with Public Consulting Group, LLC, for Medicare and Medicaid Services Group ambulance data collection system work.
So there is a lot of compliance for the reporting for within our fire department for the ambulance services. So this is a requirement for Medicare and Medicaid reporting.
Okay. All right. Item 26 is Resolution 2024-79 to vacate existing easement and accept new easements for lots 1 and 2, Morningside Crossing 3.
Yeah, so there's a company that's intending to build out on this property. And so to do that, we had to, kind of rearrange some easements, basically reconfiguring two lots into three lots kind of to make this work. So that's kind of cleaning that up for this is around Morningside.
Okay. Five items on new business, and item 27 is Ordinance 5671. Actually, 5671 and 5672 have to do with approval of salary ordinances.
Yeah, so the first one is utility. We are reorganizing a couple positions within the electrical and distribution teams, adding some responsibility. And then 28 is adding the deputy police chief. Would not add a position. This is just replacing a current captain position. We also have a grant assistant classification. Obviously, with the amount of grant work that we are dealing with right now within the city, we need some additional help with that. So that's what those two items are doing.
All right. Items 29, 30, and 31 kind of work together. Resolution 2024-80, 2024-81, and 2024-82 deal with approval of Magnolia Estates preliminary plat, final plat, and then the subdivision agreement, right?
Yeah, so this is a new subdivision on East 29th Street and North Jaeger Road. This is a partnership with the Housing Authority. That's they're working on this. Would be 10 lots, would be duplexes, be 20 new units of housing, and this would be 55 plus living. So exciting new subdivision, and appreciate the work the Housing Authority's done. And yeah, so this will be the preliminary plat, final plat, and subdivision agreement to get that going.
Awesome. Yeah. And that's pretty much it for tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Again, if folks want to be a part of it, they can be at the council chambers, 400 East Military, or see it online, right?
Correct. Yes. Yep. Everything in this agenda packet is online. And if you have any questions on any of the items, let me know or anybody in the city know. We're happy to help you. So.
Yeah, public comment begins at 6:30 tonight and runs right up till 7, so you have a chance there to address the city council at the meeting tonight. Otherwise, go to YouTube and just put in, if you Google City of Fremont NE, it should pop right up there with
Absolutely.
The city logo.
Correct. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Be safe out there today.
Yeah. So. Mayor Joey Spellenberg this morning, Fremont's Morning Mix.